This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Thursday, December the 5th of 2024. Currently, some blue skies out there. Partly cloudy skies. Temperature stands at 16 degrees with a wind chill factor of 1. I am Chad Holmes, live from our WXCO studios on the corner of Washington and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, it is a morning to have to be bundled up. That wind continues to cause it to feel very, very cold outside, and we'll get all the details on our forecast for today and as we get towards the weekend with Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21. Also coming up a little bit later on in the program at 9:34, we'll be joined by cast members Dan Thompson and Christina Geisler of the River and Woods Theater Company as they have their production of True Magic that opens up this evening. And of course, another member of that cast is sitting right across the way behind the glass, our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. And I imagine, Ian, you are very excited about tonight.
Oh, I'm very excited. Tonight is the opening night. I really hope we have a good crowd.
All right, we'll talk more about that coming up with your castmates and yourself later on in the program. But as we do every Thursday morning, we start things off with a visit from the man who just got done working from 6 till 8 a.m. Up North News Radio, which you can catch every weekday morning right here on 98.9 WXCO. Our good friend, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chad. How are you?
Doing very well. And I guess very well in terms of the big picture.
Yes.
You get to the little things, then it starts getting a little bit down on the chart. But generally, hey, we're here having fun in the morning, having an opportunity to talk to the folks here in central Wisconsin. So cannot be anything but happy about that. And you're somebody that's talked to folks in western Wisconsin for a very long time. First, of course, you were an anchor man at WEAU for a number of years. And I guess I wanted to start off because this week, one of the stories here in central Wisconsin that really caught a lot of people's attention, I mean, really has been something that many people have been talking about, are the big changes at Channel 9. But the thing about that is, it's not just Channel 9 here in central Wisconsin. No. There are stations all over the state of Wisconsin owned by Allen Media that have basically gutted their staffs, and not just news, but other areas of their operations as well. As somebody that obviously worked right in the midst of one of those kinds of operations, what's your take on, I think, a seismic event in the state of Wisconsin this week?
It certainly is, and it's a huge step backward, not only for the three main stations affected in Wausau, Eau Claire, and La Crosse, but for local news coverage overall. You know, when you're owned by a massive multi-billion dollar corporation headed by a former Las Vegas entertainer, comedian, they couldn't give, they couldn't care less about local news coverage. For them, it's just, lines on a spreadsheet. And, this is a company that last year, pledged, $3 billion in an attempt to buy BET cable channel. That money had to come from somewhere. And if it means gutting your newsrooms because, the elections are over, so they're not seeing all the political ad revenue that they used to, well, then you just go ahead and do that. And you end up losing some very trusted figures like Keith Edwards here in Eau Claire. And as has already been mentioned, trusted TV anchors and others in Wausau and La Crosse. And nobody is the better for it. You know, that company, that this does so very little for their bottom line, but they feel like they have to make these moves. And meanwhile, these stations are still going to be there. They've changed hands several times. They'll change hands again. Somebody else will have to come along and make the investment to once again build up the newsroom. But, you know, Chad, not to sound too much like an old man, but when I was growing up, well, you know, in broadcasting, we learned about the rule of sevens. The rule back then was the most anybody could own was 7 a.m., 7 FM, and 7 TV stations. That was it. That was the limit. But now you've got a company like Allen Media owning dozens and dozens of stations all over the country and producing dozens and dozens of TV shows. And you can see where once you lose that sense of a hometown stake in the success of an enterprise, I mean, it's just another McDonald's that's open, and McDonald's, you know, open and closed at will throughout the country.
And you said that, you know, ownership changes hands from time to time, and somebody else would come in and have to try to rebuild some of these stations. Unfortunately, an example we have here in central Wisconsin where once it kind of goes downhill is the Wausau Daily Herald. When I was growing up, there would be, I mean, it'd be a thick newspaper. It'd be covering, you know, everything going on in the news. It would cover, there'd be a major story on some local student athlete, the sports section. I mean, it was vibrant. And
same goes for the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram and the Chippewa Herald-Telegram, which are both a shell of their former selves.
And I just have this fear that, you know, after what's been done to these stations, they've been gutted out and that they will not be rebuilt in the future. And frankly, when you look at the big picture, and we talk about it, and every day that you get on the air, you talk about Courier, pro-democracy.
Right.
And I think as part of democracy, as part of this system, part of having an electorate that is educated in the issues to a certain extent to be able to properly choose their representatives, the whole idea of our system is hurt massively by decisions like this, isn't it?
It is. And look, we understand there has always been a certain trade-off here that you know, TV isn't produced for free, nor is radio, nor were newspapers, nor were pamphlets back in the day. You know, if there wasn't enough, you know, advertiser support, if you were doing it, you know, just out of a sense of mission and you ran out of money, well, then you can't buy the ink anymore to do what you're doing. So this tension has always existed. Edward R. Murrow had to do See It Now, a celebrity interview program, so that, you know, CBS would have the revenue coming in for him to do his award-winning investigative reports, like, you know, exposing Joseph McCarthy. These things have always existed, and it's always a tragedy when you might take two steps forward and one step back, but sometimes you're taking two or three steps back. What's the path back? It's the creation of other new media companies like Courier Newsroom and Up North News, like Civic Media, buying all these stations around Wisconsin that previously had just been putting out, you know, satellite automated music or right-wing talk garbage, and now they have vibrant local programming again. Same goes for streaming. There are people setting up podcasts in the Chippewa Valley here, and I'm sure around Wausau. The problem is that it's always tough for a new entity to find an audience, whether it's Civic Media, Courier, podcasts, you name it. So thankfully, people will continue to try to bring news and local coverage to folks, but it's always a tough thing to build up, and it's always so easy for some corporate entity to just tear down.
And along the same lines, and it comes back to billionaire owners, and yesterday, I have to admit, I got really annoyed after seeing Jeff Bezos come out of his shell after his moves late in the election cycle. He had a discussion with the New York Times event, and he was so gung-ho, optimistic about a second Donald Trump presidency, talking about, you know, his plans to deregulate again, and saying that, you know, the last line of story that I read that we are in multiple golden ages at once. There's never been a more extraordinary moment to be alive. And I'm just thinking, this man lives in a completely different existence than I do. And I think that everybody else that's listening right now does. And it's not just him, though. Well, Donald Trump, I saw a story as well, is putting together the richest government in history, cabinet and other officers. Mm-hmm. We are oligarchs. At a point, yeah, the oligarchy is right now getting to the tipping point, in my, it may be beyond the tipping point, but it just feels like our society has become all about money, and it's just really disconcerting to me, and all the power that is now within a very, very small hands.
Funny that you say that, because one of the stories we talked about earlier was about Bitcoin. Bitcoin, this imaginary money, now each Bitcoin has topped $100,000 for the first time. And it's because of this relentless pursuit of super wealth. When, again, old man alert here, when we were younger and you had your passbook savings account,
yeah,
and you'd make 5% a year, 5% a year, 5% a year, 5% a year. And you know what we did in this country? We built a middle class. We built the richest country in the world incrementally at a slow but sustained rate. Now, everybody wants that 30% increase in profits, even though it might mean that a year or two down the road, you had, you know, a 60% loss. You know, we're taking these wild rides on the roller coaster because people are no longer accepting of slow, steady growth. They want super growth, high risk, high reward, and it leads to these wild swings like we had the dot-com bubble burst in the late 90s, the housing bubble burst causing the Great Recession back in 2008, and we already know, in my mind, where the next Great Recession's coming from. It's from imaginary currencies and this relentless pursuit of super wealth at the very top, which is what you get when you stack a cabinet with millionaires and billionaires who own media sites where they talk about this being a golden age rather than defending democracy like never before. And all of this paints a very bleak picture. So let me just end by saying it's why entities like us are here, is to say we recognize things aren't great right now, but some of us will never stop trying to show the good and the good alternatives to what we're facing right now from people in power.
Absolutely. Pat Kreitel, catch him every weekday morning, 6 till 8 a.m. Up North News right here on 98.9 WXEO. Pat, hey, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.
All right. Thank you. See ya.
Pat Kreitel again with us every Thursday morning. Coming up, we're going to find out about the weather forecast. Brittany Merlot coming up next. Bundle up, I think, is the first piece of advice. We'll talk to Brittany in just a moment here on 98.9 WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WXEO online at WXEO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. Some sunshine here to start off our Thursday morning. But still very chilly out there. Temperature 16 degrees, but that wind chill hovering around the 0 point. So again, if you're heading out to work, if you're getting ready just to go out and do anything on this Thursday morning, make sure you bundle up. And how long is it going to stay cold? What can we expect as we get to the weekend? Well, I'm glad you asked those questions, because we have our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, with us to answer all those inquiries. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. I am bundled up here, even inside. I could feel it leaking through the windows, but thankfully the windows aren't howling still from those gusts yesterday. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's actually funny. Yesterday I was walking to my car, and it was, you know, really chilly, to say the least. And tonight I am going to broadcast a basketball game, and I'm thinking, I wouldn't want to be in shorts because it's so cold outside. I'm thinking, it's like, I mean, I it's really cold outside, but you're inside, and in basketball teams always wearing the shorts and the right. short sleeves and all that. It and again, we're just the first real blast of winter coldness, and it kind of hits you a little bit more than, say, it will maybe in 4 to 6 weeks.
Right. So true. It really is. You got me thinking now. Do the basketball players still have those snap pants where you can just like unsnap them?
Some of them do. I'm not sure with our high school kids that they do, but I have seen those still, and I'm going to keep an eye on that tonight. But that's always. But you're right. That's always cool. It's like they would just, you'd have the introduction of the starting lineup, and then they would walk back to them and they would just snap them off. It was like Superman in the phone booth. All right, we're taking off Clark Kent's suit and we're getting into our Superman outfit. We're gonna start getting the work. So no, yeah, I'm gonna keep an eye on that. I will report to you tomorrow on that. The good news is yesterday you'd mentioned the fact that we're going to start to see a little bit of sunshine, and it does. Even looking out to my right now, seeing the sun shining, it does make you feel a little bit better.
Oh, it really, really does. I mean, I've been smiling all morning, even though I've been working like crazy. It's just a mood booster for sure. So I'm glad it's here, and it's actually going to stay here for a good chunk of the weekend too. So much, much better than those 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts yesterday, the crazy snow that came through. Up north, Guile, they picked up 10 inches of snowfall from Lake Effect, so we didn't get too much. It was just a little brutal there in the afternoon hours, but high-pressure system is settling in now. That cold front is well past us, and we're feeling it, like you mentioned. Highs today only climb to about 22 degrees, which winds still breezy, gusting around 30 miles per hour this afternoon. We'll probably make our highs feel more like the low teens. So really all day today, kind of hovering between 0 to about 15 degrees is what it's going to feel like. So layers, gloves, scarves, earmuffs. Yeah. I always say that because I always see our headphones and I think the earmuffs. Bring those back too.
Perfect. But, exactly.
Tomorrow, we're still in the chilly spot. So returning right back to 22 degrees. Then we get the boosts of warmth as we go into the weekend. Pretty perfect timing, if you ask me, because we'll hit above freezing on Saturday. It'll be partly sunny. And then we'll actually stay partly sunny on Sunday, and we're going to climb to 42 degrees. 40s. So any of that little snow still sticking around, if the sun isn't going to melt it away, that will melt it away. And we'll be back to that brown, soggy grass, because we do have rain moving in Sunday night, which flips over to a wintry mix and then snow potential on Monday. Mm. So a little rough start to the week next week, but enjoy the warmth this weekend and the sunshine, because, ooh, we deserve it after what we just went through yesterday.
Absolutely. And I was thinking, actually, because the Packers played tonight in Detroit. I mean, it was 1 week ago that they were at home at night. And I'm thinking, boy, they are lucky they are not playing tonight in Green Bay, because yeah. it would be brutal. I mean, the low temperatures and the wind. I don't care how much you pay for those tickets. I'm staying home on my couch watching it on television, because, I mean, again, I just think very, very fortunate the timing of this, because tonight would not be a night to be out. It would be dangerous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, actually it would be. Dangerously, dangerously cold, because double digits below zero is probably what it's going to be feeling like. It's what parts of the southern half of the state felt like this morning. It was crazy because we were actually warmer early this morning because we had less wind chill. So it was pretty nice.
Exactly right.
But Does Detroit? I haven't. I can't.
They do have a dome. They're indoors. So, yep.
Lucky.
Exactly. So, no, it would not be a night to be out and about. So, all right. Absolutely. So, I guess real quickly, again, the details for today and tomorrow just for folks to make sure they're up to speed.
Absolutely. Mostly sunny today. A little breezy. Winds around 30 miles per hour. Highs hitting the low 20s. Feeling more like the single digits and teens. We stay stuck in the cold tonight, falling to the single digits. And tomorrow, temperatures are going to be on repeat from what you're feeling today. Wind's still a little feisty, but calming down a little bit. Then they switched out of the south, warming us up Saturday to highs above freezing in the mid-30s, and Sunday to the low 40s with partly sunny skies all weekend. So we're done with the weather systems until Sunday night. Rain rolls in, turning to snow on Monday.
All righty then. So we're going to enjoy at least the sunshine here today. That's the good thing.
Please do.
Brittany Merlot, thank you again. Have yourself a wonderful Thursday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
That's again Brittany Merlot joins us every morning at this time to give us the latest in our weather. Right now here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, partly cloudy, some sunshine. It's actually in the last 10 minutes, the clouds have broken up. So we'll call it sunny skies and 16 degrees. Winds are, though, out of the west at 15 miles per hour, so the wind chill factor is 1. The dew point is 8, relative humidity of 71%, barometer at 30.20 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:28. We have an information update coming up next, and then more to come. Chad Holmes Show, Thursday morning. Glad you could be with us. 98.9 WXCO. Look around. The whole world's coming together now. Baby. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Feel it in the air. The wind is taking it everywhere. Yeah. Can you feel it?
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Local radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. And let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, we'd like you to join us. If there's something on your mind, we would love to let your voice be heard. You can give us a call or a text, 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. Again, don't be shy. Let your voice be heard. If there's something we aren't talking about, you want to let folks here in our listening area hear about it, we would love to hear from you. 715-382-9297. And that number is either to call us or to text us. And if you just want to send us a text, feel free to do that as well. And also a real easy way to call or text or reach out or keep in touch with us is through the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, go to your app store, search out Civic Media, and then download it. It is free. It has all the Civic Media radio stations on it. The fourth one down is WXCO. You just click on it. You'll be able to listen live. You'll be able to go to our website, be able to send us an email, call us up, send us a text. It's all right there. Real terrific piece of technology, the Civic Media app. Also, make sure that you're tuned in next week on 98.9 WXCO, four times a day, 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 4 times a day. I'll get all the information. We're having another text to win contest. And in order to play the game, you'll have to, in order to win some terrific prizes, and it's a Christmas themed, holiday themed contest. And we'll have more information on that coming up. But it starts next week on Monday. And I think the first one's at 7 o'clock. But it's four times during the day. And I will get you all that information as we continue. And but you have to do it through the app. So if you haven't downloaded the app, do it, because then you'll be able to play and win some fantastic prizes over the next 2 weeks in the run-up to Christmas. So, again, we'll have more information on that coming up as well. Some news bits I want to kind of get into here this morning. And one that's got me really excited because, you know, when Pat came on, he said, well, how you doing? I have to admit, we're a month out now from the election. And frankly, a lot of what happened recently has got me kind of bummed again. I mean, listening to Jeff Bezos yesterday really bummed me out. And just seeing a lot of what Trump is doing right now in terms of his appointments. And it just feels like we are spiraling into an abyss right now in terms of nothing matters anymore. Nothing. The truth doesn't matter. Having the right qualifications to run multi-billion-dollar departments in our government doesn't matter. But there's one piece of news that I saw yesterday that really it's got me excited, because I do think that we need more young leadership voices within the Democratic Party. There's a report on Axios.com that came out yesterday that New York Congressperson Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is expected to enter the race for ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. And that's an important post. That is, again, the House Oversight Committee basically will keep an eye on Donald Trump and his administration. If there's something that's going on that shouldn't be going on, the House Oversight Committee is one of the groups that is supposed to make sure that we know about it. And we need energetic leadership. I think we
exciting to hear.
We need younger leadership. And we're seeing a few of the different committees with older Democrats, we're seeing some insurgents fighting to get those top positions, because it's vitally important that we have very smart, very energetic people at the top of these committees, putting the pressure on, making sure that Donald Trump and his minions know that you are not going to be able to get away with everything. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has really, as she came in, obviously, is one of these wonderful stories. Somebody that worked as a bartender in New York. Somebody that was not of great wealth. Somebody that was truly of the people.
Yeah.
And she got into office and has been a force in terms of talking about important issues. And also, she's done a wonderful job of learning the job. She's realized that she has a lot to learn, but she has been able to really become an important voice, and not just within the far left of the Democratic Party. She has been able to really spread her wings and spread her influence, not just within one sliver of the party, but throughout the party itself. She has been able to sound so intelligent in at times moderate ways, but at times also, very importantly, in a very progressive way, that is not just somebody who's about being a bomb thrower or being somebody that is, as we've talked about before, a show horse and not a workhorse. She is somebody that is actually doing the work, and she's only 35 years old. She's obviously very, very energetic and somebody that has incredibly good ideas. And to have her in a leadership position, I think, is important for the Democratic Party. It doesn't mean she's going to get the role, because there are a couple of other Democrats that are running for the role. This is, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, because the Republicans are in control in terms of the majority of the Congress, a very narrow majority at this point, but still, they are in a majority situation. The Democratic is the ranking member, not the actual leader of the committee, but still, they do have a significant role to play. Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia, is already running for the position. Representative Ro Khanna, California, is also expressing an interest as well. So
when do we find out those results, then?
Well, the Democratic Party will be holding votes. The caucus of the party will be holding votes for all the positions, for all the committees, and then they will announce. Okay. And they're in the midst of actually doing some of these votes. Just this week, we heard the vote for the Democratic leader in the Senate. It was, again, Chuck Schumer from New York. And I mentioned yesterday that it does not excite me. It does not feel like it's the... it's the move for this time.
Was someone who likes to push back a lot, or was that?
Well, he's somebody that maybe I was a little bit unfair about that, but I just feel like he's more along the lines of the go along, get along within the government, where we need to have, I think, somebody that is going to be a little bit more fiery and somebody that'll be a little bit more, I might call it, energetic. I do think we just need a jolt of electricity within parts of the Democratic caucus in Washington, especially with this, I would say, underqualified cabinet and underqualified people that are being nominated to lead important agencies within the government from Donald Trump. We need people that are going to be right on top of it, people that are not going to get fatigued, because there's going to be a lot of work to do over the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is somebody that is going to be somebody that does push forward. And she said, this is from the reporting at Axios, in laying out her vision for the panel, said that she wants to use it as a communicative platform for public education and a vehicle for real legislative work and investigatory work as well. And I think those are all important. Number one, to have that communications aspect to it.
Yes, because communication is key.
Yes, the Democrats have to let the American people know what's going on in some of these areas. They cannot just sit back and say, well, people are going to realize it. No, we have found out. You have to be able to communicate it exceptionally well.
Keep
for
people
to truly understand what is going on out there. So I think that's vitally important. And also real legislative work, and also those investigations. And yes, if you got to be able to investigate any malfeasance that's going on in the government as well. So I think it's something to keep an eye on with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And again, it's hard to believe. Seems like she's been around already for quite a while. She's only 35 years old, and somebody that is really becoming, one of the not only future leaders when it comes to the Democratic Party, but somebody that should be a current leader within the Democratic Party as well.
You know, the way you're talking about her, she kind of reminds me of Kamala Harris a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, and actually,
there's someone who works for the people, who has experience, has a lot of fiery energy, and there's someone who wants to work with the people
and is exceptionally smart.
Yes,
and also real fast. And I'm glad you brought up Kamala Harris, because I was mentioning yesterday as well, I wish she was still in the Senate now. Because obviously now that her term as vice president is coming to an end, because when she was in the United States Senate, those skills that she used as a prosecutor were used so very well in the questioning in the Senate, and also within committees in the Senate as well. And I just wish that she had been able to transfer back into the Senate after her term as vice president. But unfortunately, they just had an election in California, and they had Adam Schiff, who did a wonderful job during the Trump impeachment hearing. So, I hope that it's been interesting. We have not really heard from the vice president, and it's very understandable. I mean, after the election.
I hope that she'll still be working in a politics. I hope she'll be, you know, fighting for the people, you know, fighting for education. And
we just need that kind of, again, leadership. And I think she is a great leader. And again, you know, it was a very difficult situation to go into and have the short campaign, just basically a bit over 100 days. I thought she ran a really good campaign, and I know there's a lot of second guessing now. Oh, should have done this, should have done that. Well, it's real easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, and you know what a Monday morning quarterback is. The games are on Sunday.
You're questioning everything after the game.
Exactly.
Like, what could we have done better? It's like, you know, given the amount of time that she had when she did accept the nomination to run for president, I thought she did an incredible job. I mean, she knew what issues she wanted to talk about. She had the experience. She had the background. She had the energy. She knew how to reach people. And overall, I thought she had a really great campaign.
I think that as Democrats try to rebuild after this, and again, people need to realize it's not a case of where Donald Trump and the Republicans had a landslide victory. When you look at Donald Trump, he did not get 50% of the vote. He did win. Okay, I'm gonna, you know, I sometimes get actually a little frustrated with, well, he didn't get a majority, but he did win. So obviously that. But for them to say, well, they got a mandate. Well, I don't. Good luck. Because I mean, it's certainly, I don't think a mandate, but also at the same time, people voted for this, so at the same time, they do have an opportunity, I think, to make proposals and to go from there. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that people have to roll over for them when we get into 2025 as well. But and again, the House of Representatives is almost 50-50. I mean, it's a very, 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 very narrow majority for the Republicans. So again, there's going to be roles for Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to be very much watchdogs when it comes to what the Republicans are doing over the next couple of years. So
at this point, I think a watchdog is a very crucial role.
Yeah, it certainly is. The time is 8:48. Coming up, we're going to take a little peek at what's going on in sports. Packers are getting set for a big one tonight in Detroit. Marquette lost last night. Badgers lost in basketball. Marquette loses in basketball. They were both undefeated until the last 2 days as they get set for their showdown in Milwaukee on Saturday. So we'll briefly touch on that as well. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, tonight, Packers and Detroit, massive, massive game in the NFL. Detroit, winners of 10 games in a row. They're 11-1. Packers are just two games back at 9-3. Obviously, just an incredible race in the NFC North. Detroit, 11-1. Vikings, just two losses. Packers, just three losses. I was just, during the break, looking at my social media on Facebook.
Okay.
And I saw somebody, what's his name here? The guy's name is Buck Welch. You know that guy, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
he put up a question on his Facebook, and it says, will the Packer game be on Channel 9 tonight? And I responded to him personally there on the Facebook, and I will respond now to everybody out there, because I think a lot of folks are wondering, hey, where can I watch the Packers tonight? Because we're That's used true. To being able
everybody
to...
Everybody has Amazon Prime.
Yeah, everybody's used to watching the Packers on TV, one way or the other. But tonight... Thursday night football in the National Football League is been given to Amazon Prime, again, streaming service. And there is a little bit of wiggle room when it comes to these Thursday night games, because for the teams that are involved in the game, their home markets, you can televise. So in the case of Detroit, it would be Detroit. One station in Detroit is able to televise tonight's game. Uh-huh. Green Bay's a little different, because unlike any other team in the NFL, they actually are considered two home markets. You have their home market, which of course is Green Bay, but they also consider Milwaukee as their home market. So that means that the Packers game tonight will be aired on one of the Green Bay television stations, WGBA-TV, which is channel 26 out of Green Bay. And also be shown in Milwaukee on WITI-TV. So, no, it will not be shown on a television station here in the Wausau market. It will not be shown anywhere else in Wisconsin other than that one station in Green Bay and that one station in Milwaukee. So, if you're like me, I do not have Amazon Prime. The thing about it is... I'm thrilled, because I have high school basketball tonight. So I'm going to be going to Athens as Newman Catholic has basketball with both the girls and the boys. I have a doubleheader. So I will be doing those two games. I'll probably tune it in on the drive home, but on the radio. But I'm not going to be all that bummed about it, because I'm actually working tonight. But I know a lot of people are going to be bummed about it. But again, this is... Frankly, again, this is a little bit of the greed factor of the NFL. They think, okay, we can sell it here, we can sell it here, we can sell it here. We can have all the TV networks involved. We can have the streamer here involved in with it as well. Just keep the billions and billions of dollars coming in. And who is the loser in all this? The fans. I mean, absolutely. Again, this is a case where many people who don't want to put money in Jeff Bezos' pocket is forced to get Amazon Prime if they want to watch this football game tonight, or watch any Thursday night football game. In fact, I'm not sure, but there may be even a playoff game on Amazon this year. And I got to double check that. But last Friday, they had the Black Friday game between the Chiefs and the Raiders. That was an Amazon Prime game. So again, it was not on TV if you wanted to watch it on Black Friday. But tonight, if you want to watch the Packers, it is on Amazon Prime Video and on the one TV station. So if you want to drive over to Green Bay, have a buddy over there in Green Bay, say, hey, can I come over and watch the game? Maybe that's the way to go. Or go down to Milwaukee if you got some buddies down in Milwaukee and watch it on the one Milwaukee station that has the game as well. So, again, this is a massive, massive, massive game. And for a lot of people, the only way they're going to be able to partake in it is on the radio. But there's nothing wrong with that. I love the radio. So it's actually one of those things. But at the same time, everybody is used to being able to watch every Packer game on TV. But again, Amazon Prime tonight. Do you have Amazon Prime?
Well, I have a signed up for a membership. A few of the Packers games were on Amazon Prime. I signed up for an Amazon Prime account, and then as soon as the game was over, I canceled it. So that way I only get charged once.
Right, right. So you're actually, it's actually like a pay-per-view game, actually.
Yeah,
you pay one time, and then You pay whatever amount that is, and then that's it. So
I'm not even sure how much it is. So I don't know the price. You're probably gonna have
to find out. But you can't watch the game either because you got yourself something going on tonight as well. A little bit of a play going on, which we're gonna
my show.
We're gonna talk more about that coming up after
the
information update.
Phone.
Yeah, there you go. So you're not missing anything either. So me and you, we don't have to worry about this, but we do feel for everybody else out there that would like to watch the Packers tonight. But again, it's be interesting. Last year, the Packers were a big underdog when they went to Detroit late in the season. It was on Thanksgiving Day last year, and they were able to beat the Lions and spark themselves towards a late season run. And I think the Packers would love to do that again. We got another hour to go here this morning coming up. Again, we are going to talk more about the play that Ian is involved in.
Yes.
It opens up tonight, and it's going to be very exciting. It goes on tonight, Friday, and Saturday. And we will be joined by a pair of Ian's castmates, Dan Thompson and Christina Geisler of the River and Woods Theater production of True Magic that opens tonight. So we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more in the next hour. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.